This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room here and check in with everybody. Eddie, I'm going to come over to you first. What you got?
Man, I can't participate in something I really wanted to. It's a No Shave Movember. Scuba came to me and said, hey, we're all doing it. If you want to be a part of No Shave Movember.
Is that mustache?
Yeah, you just grow your mustache out for something, like charity or whatever.
You don't even know.
Yes, yeah.
Right? It's for something.
You just wanted to grow it, yeah.
Well, you know, I'd like to, but I can't do that because I've done it a couple times, and every time I do it, people think I just speak Spanish. like what? Last time?
But
like
you last do. Time I do speak Spanish.
No, I know. But last time I did it, I was at a restaurant and somebody was like, don't está el baño? And I'm like, I speak English.
Oh.
You know,
why don't you just say?
Funny. Have you seen his driver's license picture?
Hey, like.
You say aquí.
No, I'm like, I don't work here.
No trabajo.
Dude. Aquí. Like, it's like that, huh?
I was at a drive-thru and the lady was like, oh, it's going to be, oh, I'm sorry, 5:25, and I'm like, no, I got it. 5:25. Here's my credit card.
Just from growing your mustache.
Yeah,
right,
dude, so I can't do it.
That's funny.
You have to. It's thoughtful of people to give it their best go.
But they didn't even ask them. They just assumed.
I know, but right. They're like,
that'd be called stereotyping.
That part is true. I was trying to find.
No, man, it is what it is.
I was trying to find the.
Yeah.
That'd be like if you see someone of any foreign descent, and you go up and you start talking.
I don't know.
But it's weird when I don't have a mustache, just normal face. They talk to me in English, but the mustache just brings it out.
Oh, okay.
Lunchbox, over to you.
Oh, guys, I'm going to tell you what. I got a way to save you guys a lot of money. We've been over-tipping our whole lives, and we didn't even realize it. I read a story that people are now tipping pre-tax. Why are you tipping on the tax? Like, you don't, like, the tax shouldn't be added into your bill. So you look at your total, and if it's like $25 and then they add $5 of tax, you tip on the $25. So now when you go to restaurants, it's going to save you a ton of money.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
What?
Yeah, because you always tip at, like, you look at the total, but what you're looking at is the total plus tax, and you're tipping on that. Why are you tipping on the tax?
I'm okay tipping on the tax.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
it's going to save you a ton of money.
I don't know about a ton.
like your whole lifetime,
and you
it
did
will,
$25.
But. Let's say you go out to dinner with Caitlin.
So tax is probably, what, two something?
And then if you're doing 20% of...
Because most of the time, a way to figure out a tip is double the tax.
No. That's what I'm saying. If you go out to dinner with Caitlin and it's $60.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know what tax would be. $7.
Okay. So don't tip on $67.
You tip on $60.
So let's do the difference here.
Thank you.
On $67, if you were going to tip 20%, that would be $13.40.
Okay.
If you were to tip on $60, that would be $12.
So wow. That's a lot of money.
It's a dollar.
Does add up.
Doesn't it add up?
It adds up.
Okay.
So when you go out now, you need to tip pre-tax.
Hey, honestly, I never thought about that.
Limiting everyone's tips. That's fine.
All right, you start tipping like me?
You're up.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a curling iron burn, and so I just need to lay it all out there. That's what it is. It is what it is. And
guys,
I don't need
Hickey
anybody.
Alert.
No.
Yeah. Hickey alert! Hickey alert!
She's back!
Hickey alert!
I'm not back, but y'all, Lunchbox brought in a anonymous tip on Morgan's neck, and it was a curling iron burn, or whatever he did a while ago, and I just wanted to go ahead and
we
lay it out
let
there.
Her Hickey analyzer, so that way, Lunchbox, take a look at it.
No, because
no, you just said it was a curling
iron
burn.
That's what I know will happen. No, because he'll analyze it and be like, "Oh, I'll buy."
Why
my
would you
eyeballs.
Say it's that and then not let us look
no,
at it?
I already
that's
know.
That's like going to the police station saying I didn't do it. Well, let me take your fingerprints. No,
we'll not do it.
Yeah, but it's like
we'll not give you surveillance footage.
It's based on. Principal, I don't have to show you.
Then why would
anything.
You didn't tell us?
You
because,
brought it up.
Because I guarantee
you. I did not
you.
Text that woman. Let me see your phone. No.
No.
Oh,
I
for
think.
Sure. There's something fishy happening here.
Whatever. I'm trying to prevent
you
tomorrow.
Just made it worse.
Okay, calm down.
No, I will not calm down.
I'm trying to prevent tomorrow a voice changer thing of being like, awesome.
Would you have ever seen her neck though? She has long hair over it.
I don't think I would have seen it.
Yeah, right. He sees everything.
She is guilty conscience right
big
now.
Big time.
She's doing the M&M like she's trying to
hide
on herself.
Some, yeah. Wow.
And who's to say that you wouldn't have the hickey and then burn yourself over it just to
that's
cover
a great
it?
Point.
Oh, my gosh.
That's next level.
Okay. Y'all are ridiculous.
Let's see it.
I can't even believe as a 40-something-year-old
you did all
person,
this. No, no, you can't blame us. We've done nothing except react to you saying I got a curling iron burn and then you're like, but I'm not going to show you.
The way y'all are,
this is crazy, guys.
You have to say that.
Okay, show Eddie.
Let's see it.
Why?
Let's see it.
And she's blushing.
Just do it there.
There's no way this is a curling bi- I know Amy way too long.
Let's see, Amy.
You're blushing. Stop. You're blushing.
Amy, stay
you
right
are blushing.
There. Okay.
Oh, she's coming.
Show it to her. She's pulling her hair back.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
That's deep.
That's in the shape of, like, lips.
It looks like you got a lip tattoo on your neck.
Hickeys don't really do lips.
It's a line.
What kind of hair iron do you have?
No, it's a...
Amy, we know what we know.
Guys, it's a mermaid thing.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
You're doing in your own bedroom?
It's a
I'm gonna go.
Line.
No, I'm going to go. I need help because I have the melody of this song in my head, and I can't get it.
Come on.
So everybody listen closely. Here we go. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Oh, hold on,
I got it.
No, everybody stop.
I heard it.
It's Black Sabbath. Now I'm banging, sing along. Na
na na
na na na na na na na na na na na. Yeah, man, that's Ozzy.
That's right.
That song has been in my... They played it at a Razorback game, and I've tried to keep it in my head for like a week.
But I don't know the name of that song.
Because I don't know. Sing down, boom, down, so day. Hey, now, hoo, da, hoo, da, hoo, da, hoo, ba. Let me sing it to my phone here. What song is this? War Pigs.
Huh. Is that Sabbath?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Do you have War Pigs?
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
That's why they played at a Razorback game, War Pigs.
Evil minds at
and they mixed it with some sort of like, that's an awesome song. That's like a good walkout song. I guess that's why they walked out to it, huh?
Yeah, War Pigs. I'm surprised you
couldn't put it together. I tried to remember for a week and a half this thing, though. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, that's where we are this morning, everybody. Amy's got a hickey. I can't remember a song. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys
don't
are doing.
I'm tipping.
Lunchbox is mean.
My mustache.
And Eddie's got
his hands on my mustache.
Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 8-year-old just started wearing glasses after the teacher noticed he was having trouble reading the board. He's had them for about a month, but we recently have found out he's not been wearing them in class. Turns out, when he first started wearing them, he was teased by the kids in his class. So he will wear them when I drop them off, but then he keeps them in his case. Then he puts them back on before he comes home. How do I deal with this? Thanks, Mom in Texas. That is unfortunate, because it sucks and young kids are mean. I wear glasses, in case anybody didn't know out there that's never seen me. I wear glasses. I've worn glasses a lot. My right eye has like 6% vision, period. I'm colorblind, and my left eye is fading fast. So I don't have great vision. I wore glasses for my early part of my life because it was to protect my one good eye. I wore a patch for a while. You want to talk about getting beat up, called a pirate. That patch thing sucked. They put a patch on the good eye to strengthen the bad eye. But you know what's stronger than both? Fifth graders when you're in kindergarten, and they beat you up.
Yeah.
So didn't do that anymore. Just stopped. Like the kid, just stopped. Really wish I wouldn't have. But what I found was people that I really looked up to, not that had vision problems, but I liked how they looked with glasses, which were Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue, pretty, Peggy Sue, and Weezer. What's with these homies dissing my girl? So I thought, they're cool. So I want to do what they do. I want to look like them. And that's why I started wearing these black rim glasses. What you can also do is you can really let him be a part of picking what kind of glasses they are. And he might pick out some glasses that are like Harry Potter. He might pick out glasses that are maybe a little weird at times. But I think if you're really wanting him to embrace it, you've got to let him embrace the whole process, because it does suck. It sucks.
What I like about these emails is similar to this that we get from time to time is it's also a reminder to parents listening, because I mean, I'm even thinking about it with my kids, of just every day talking to them about how to treat others. And that's like, could have a slow effect on some of these other kids that might be getting picked on, because whether your kid's the one getting picked on or just reminding your kids, hey, how can you make someone feel good today, or make sure you're kind, or make sure no one feels alone at school today. Like, even just consistently reminding that to them when they're walking out the door, like it'll stick in their head. So when I hear this, I'm like, ooh, I never want my kids to be the one making someone feel bad for something. And so as parents, we can kind of hear stuff like this and take it on as a responsibility to make sure we're having these conversations with our kids, because it could stop, you know, a kid like this from feeling bad.
So, and if you're with the mom of this kid or a kid like this, if you just empower them to make some of the decisions, they'll be happier to make some of the decisions. What's up?
I like that.
Oh, yeah, cool.
They could, yeah, they have a little control over it.
I agree. And let them drink beer.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, never mind. That's a different one. Never mind. We just go full adult. You know what? Heck, let them vote. Just let them be a part of the process of picking it, and let them find cool people that have glasses. He can hit me up. I'll make you a video too if you want. Be like, hey, what's up, kid? It's me. But then he's like, that kid, that guy's awful. I hate listening to that guy. Thank you. Thanks for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Your wife's about to have a big birthday.
Yeah, she's turning 40, you know, in a few weeks, and I haven't planned anything, and she says...
Wow. 40? And you haven't planned anything?
Nothing. Zero. Nada.
Even zilch. Even for you, that's surprising.
Nil.
Because 40's like the big...
Yeah, but that's what I think. Okay, 40's a big deal, but if she wants a 40th birthday, she knows what she wants. So plan it. Why put that extra pressure on me and say, hey, plan me a 40th birthday? And then it's like, oh, you have all the...
You want her to plan her own birthday party?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask her, hey, what would you like?
And then I'll plan it all out.
That's basically her planning it. So why doesn't she just do it? So that's the disagreement we're having, is who is supposed to plan something?
You.
You are.
You.
Without a doubt. It's you. This all falls on you.
I mean, why aren't you talking about it to her?
Like, why are you not on my side?
No, like, ask her. What do you want for your 40th
party?
Is
anybody on Lunchbox's side that he thinks she should plan her own 40th birthday?
Ray?
Yeah, 100%, honestly, because my wife, she planned her own. It was a one-year cancer celebration, cancer-free, and it was flawless. She invited everybody.
Yes, but that's different.
It was so much easier for her to communicate with all the people. You imagine getting a text from lunch, hey, party, don't really know the time yet. I mean, that's what it would be.
I hear you. It's just a different... I get your wife having that celebration.
But she can tell, she knows exactly who she wants there, what she wants to do. She can handle all that. Why say, here, you do it, so then I got to get the numbers from her. Okay, I got to text your friend.
Yes,
Jacqueline.
Because that's the effort.
I don't know who that is. Okay, cool. Let me get her number.
Morgan, what do you think here?
Like, oh, I definitely think you should be planning it. If I had a husband and he didn't plan something for me, like on a big birthday, I would be upset, because that's a big birthday. You don't have to do that every year, but for that birthday,
you should know what she wants. Mm-hmm. Since you've
How
been with
would
her
I
for
know
it.
What she wants?
I knew what my wife wanted for her 30th birthday whenever that happened.
Because she probably told you.
No, I just know what she likes. I know what she did, so I planned it and surprised her. But it wasn't a total surprise because she knew that I knew what she wanted.
Yeah, here's the problem about the surprise, though. Like, you can't really ask her, like, hey, do you want a surprise?
Well, it wasn't a surprise. Like I said, she knew. I didn't do it like, surprise! It was just like, hey, I've planned this. This is what we're going to go do. I've already had it. But I knew that's what she wanted to do. And she knew I knew what she wanted to do. So I think if I wouldn't have nailed it, she'd been disappointed.
Exactly.
But I did it. Because it's about the effort.
Why are you putting the pressure?
It's the effort that she deserves you, her husband, to plan her 40th birthday party. If that's what she wants, a party.
Yeah.
Does she want a party?
That's other. Well, she wants to do something, but I'm like.
And you haven't lined up anything.
Nothing. I'm like, well, what would you like to do?
And
she's like, well, I thought you would plan it. I'm like, no. See, that's the whole point. You tell me what you want. You plan it. And I'll show up.
But doesn't it feel good when it's your birthday and somebody plans something for
yes,
you and you don't do anything?
Does all the legwork.
Like, doesn't that
it's
feel
her
good?
Day.
She's telling him that, too, because she's saying, I thought you would plan it. So yes. She's telling you what she wants. She wants you to plan something.
She wants you to put your effort and your mind and your creativity and go, this is what I
it's
think
not
we should
as
do.
Hard as you're making it out to be to also get numbers and create a group text and invite people.
It's like 10 people.
Are you serious? It's not hard. I got to go through her phone and be like, hey, just so you know, this is her husband.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. That's literally what I do.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think it's okay to ask her, like, hey, who all would you like to be there? And I can send out a note.
It's not a surprise, surprise.
What's your favorite restaurant? Or is there something else happening in town that day that y'all could all go do? I don't know.
Do you have a gift for her?
A gift?
It's her birthday.
Why did you ask that as a question back to me?
What kind of gift would I get her?
A birthday present. Have you ever bought her a birthday present before?
Not that I know of.
You're joking.
Why does it sound like we're speaking different languages? I don't understand.
We're talking to a child.
I feel like there's a translator in the middle of us because he's returning our questions with such tone that's, that doesn't match.
A gift?
Wait, you're telling me. How long have you been married?
7 or 8 years.
You've never gotten her a birthday present.
I don't think I have.
Does she get you birthday presents?
She got me some shorts this year.
But other than that, she hasn't.
She didn't really give me that
much. What did she do for your 40th birthday?
I planned a trip to Las Vegas with me and her, Garrett, Missy, and Ryan. We all went to Vegas for my 40th. And then Garrett, Missy, and Ryan, they left, and we stayed a couple of extra days, and that's when we had the spa day.
So
you planned it.
But did you go, I want to plan this, I'm going to, or did she plan it, even though you told her where you wanted to go?
Well, she picked the hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
No. I don't know why it's funny to me that Lunchbox planned the spa day. I mean, you could do that for her.
You haven't let me finish. I didn't pick the spa day. I'm saying after Ryan, Missy, and Garrett left, she booked a different hotel that didn't have a casino, and she did a spa day. So I think that was more for her.
Okay, well, then do that for her.
Do that because you know she likes that then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Book a hotel.
Book a hotel.
With Ryan, yes. Missy, Garrett.
Call Missy. Ask Missy what she thinks about it all.
I can't just book a hotel because I don't have anywhere to put my kids.
Oh my God.
But that's something else for you to figure out.
Get a sitter.
Pay a sitter to spend the night at my house?
It's her 40th birthday, Lunchbox. You spend so much money on lottery tickets.
And your birthday, you spent a ton of money. Who watched the kids then?
Yeah.
Her parents flew in.
Okay, well then call them and say, for her birthday, can you fly in?
Ooh, right. That's good.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
All right.
Ray, do you still agree with him?
No, I've actually jumped ship.
Okay, thank you.
Good call.
Go to our Facebook page. Let us know what you think here.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Ernest Chandler every single day walks 5.5 miles to work and back, round trip. It takes him 2 hours to get there and 2 hours back.
Is it because he likes to go for a walk and just think about life?
Negative. No. He lives with his nephew and his family, and they were having hard times with their bills. They couldn't pay bills, mortgages. So he said, you know what? You don't have a car. Just take my car. And so he let them have his car. He says, I'll walk to work. But there's an organization in town called the Jacob Bradley Duggar Foundation. They heard about this, and they got a donation of a car. They fixed it up and gave it to him.
Can you imagine how much that would change your life?
I can.
No.
Because he doesn't have a car.
But he can buy a car. He literally can buy a car.
Correct.
He has chosen.
You know, it's raining outside this morning, and an Uber dropped him off.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw it. Did you happen to see it?
I saw it pulled up. I'm like, it's so early. Who is this? It's Lunchbox.
Okay.
Why don't you get a car?
I thought it was a listener. Okay.
Why don't you get a car?
I mean, yeah. We
Do you need this foundation to help you out?
Yeah, the what is that name?
No, you don't count.
You don't need it.
The Jacob Bradley Duggar Foundation, if you're listening. I mean,
they're in Alabama.
Well, Alabama's just right below us.
Are you getting a car?
Oh, yeah, ma'am.
Have you been looking at cars?
No.
You know it's almost winter.
No, I know. Well, see, the car started working again.
And then you should trade it in right when it works.
Well, I did the Kelley Blue Book. You don't want to know how much it's worth.
We can figure that out.
How much?
$200.
$100.
You guys are underselling it.
You guys, don't be crazy. $5,000.
$250. Yeah, $250.
I win.
I mean, it's like, I think we could give you $500 just to like do one of those fair where you beat the car up things.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, man.
I'll buy the car from you for $500.
No chance.
Okay. That's double what Kelly would give you.
I know, but Kelly doesn't really... Does that really even count?
Kelly in her blue book?
Yeah, yeah.
But I would like to say I'm really a big fan of Jacob Bradley Foundation.
That's a great story. $500 for your car.
No chance.
But what are you going to do with it? Think about it. Think about the offer. Just think about it. Okay. All right, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Old versus young, elder versus millennial. Eddie, I have 3 questions that millennials will know you are not a millennial.
No, I'm not. I'm an elder.
These dolls were released in the 2000s, and they featured big heads, pouty lips, spindly limbs, and chunky-heeled shoes. Their waists are barely wider than their necks. What's the name of this doll line that also had a movie in 2007?
Also had a movie. That's a huge clue. 2007. Give me American Girl doll.
American Girl doll is incorrect. Morgan, you can steal.
Those would be Bratz dolls.
That's correct.
Never heard of it.
With a Z.
B-R-A-T-Z.
Really?
Bratz.
I never heard of that movie.
Let's go and do a little introduction here up first. He's the dad of 4. He's the Hispanic who don't panic. Woo! He's the happiest member of our squad. Yeah! He's been working out to lose his dad. Bod, it's producer Eddie.
Yeah! Let's go.
All right, question 2, Eddie. Sandra Bullock plays a boss who forces her assistant, played by Ryan Reynolds, to marry her so she can avoid being deported. What's the name of this 2009 rom-com?
Passport.
Incorrect.
You didn't even try there.
Morgan?
What do you mean?
The Proposal.
Correct.
I thought it was a solid guess, man.
Passport, was it because of Proposal?
Yeah, no, because she didn't want to be deported.
Oh, I thought maybe you tried to remember. I was like, I know it's the P, Proposal.
No clue.
Eddie, what Disney Channel show premiered in 2001 and was about the personal life of a teenage girl who sometimes had a cartoon version of herself act out her private thoughts? Here's a clip of the song.
If you believe,
Can you name that show?
This is The Private Life of Zach and Cody. It's a girl.
Idiot.
That's absolutely wrong. Morgan.
Lizzie McGuire.
Correct.
No! And I know her.
You know Hillary Lizzie?
Duff? Hillary Duff?
Yeah, you know Hillary Duff?
Nah, I mean, I know of her.
Okay, got it. All right, let's introduce Morgan here. Don't call her a goober, even though she recently got in a car that wasn't her Uber. It's Morgan number two. Thank you. Morgan, I'm going to play this song from 1985. The name of the song is Take On Me. I need to know the artist.
Song. Don't know that I could tell you the artist, though.
And Eddie has to steal and get it right. You have to miss it, and he has to steal it and get it.
Yeah. Dang. Take On Me. I was just listening to some 80s music. Just trying to brush up the knowledge. Dang it. The Beatles.
Incorrect. Eddie.
80s music. Aha.
Aha, it's correct.
Is that not 80s?
The Beatles are not.
No, are not.
Oh. Wait, are they 90s? What are they?
No. Yeah, yeah, okay. They're 90s and early 2000s. They're all over Bob FM. Hey. Morgan, this sound-activated switch debuted in the 1980s. It would plug into electrical outlets and control the power to a specific appliance based on a specific type of noise you could make with your body.
What?
You made a sound with your body that would allow this to turn on and off. What's the name of the product?
Oh, the clapping light. The clap. Clap on and off. The clap. Wait, what was the question?
What's the name of the product? The sound-activated switch.
The clapper.
Correct.
We got it.
She got it.
I thought it was clap it. I would have guessed clap it.
No, that's bop it. And Morgan, just for fun, what DMC sports model is fitted with a flux capacitor and it turns into a time traveling machine in the Back to the Future films?
Oh, the car. Oh, what is it called? The doors fly up. The shoot. Yeah. The Wave Rider.
No, incorrect. Eddie, would you just for fun?
Yeah. That's a DeLorean.
Yeah, correct. Morgan is still the winner, though. Nice job, Morgan. Morgan's up 4-1. She wins again. We replace the elder.
She's killing me. Who's the other elder?
I don't know. Nah.
Lunchbox?
Maybe.
And that'll work.
Or scuba, or we'll draw or something. Yeah. Morgan, great job. There she is. Morgan, number two, big one. All right. We're here for you. The more you know, it's us just doing a public service to each other in the room and to our listeners. And this is all inspired because Amy had sent me this thing about plastic cups.
Yeah, I saw this article and the headline was, sorry, your paper coffee cup is a toxic nightmare. And I was like, what? What could be so toxic about a paper coffee cup? Which when we get coffee to go, that's what all the places are putting it in. And even if they're supposedly eco-friendly, in order for them to be leak-proof, because it's paper, they have to put this layer of plastic on the inside.
And when it's hot, it leaks. It melts it. It's hot. It melts it a little bit.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
It's a
mason
thin,
jars?
Thin layer of plastic, but scientists have discovered chemicals that harm living creatures, us.
But what do we do?
Why don't we all just take our own glasses?
I don't know, guys.
Places?
Yeah, why don't we? That's an option.
Taking your own mug.
Here's Starbucks. Here's my mug.
They do that. They'll.
I don't want to do that.
Put it in your stuff.
You don't want to carry it around.
I'm good with plastic. No, I don't. More than that.
Well, that didn't last long.
I'm not carrying a jug.
Really?
I'll lose it. I'll be seven jugs deep. Not know where any of them are. Spent more money on jugs. Although we have, instead of going to Starbucks, my wife bought a little coffee machine type thing that makes all kinds of stuff. And I don't know that it's saving us money yet, but it will. As long as it doesn't break in the next month.
We have one of those, and my wife makes coffee at home, and then she buys Starbucks later in the day.
Oh, so. That seems like it's doing double wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Amy. The more you know. What we learned there is try not to use plastic cups for coffee.
I mean, paper.
Paper
or plastic.
That's the thing. Yes.
Sure. Okay, Eddie?
Man, I found this out last night because I was munching on these baby carrots, and I'm like, what are baby carrots? Like, I bet they're so cute when they come out of the ground. Did you know that baby carrots aren't its own carrot? It's just a carrot, and they cut it in the shape of a baby carrot.
I did not know that.
What?
It's so dumb.
Wait, you thought?
I never thought about it.
Perfectly little.
No, I never thought about it.
Miniature carrots came out of the ground. No,
these are
like
so cute.
Nubs,
they're probably for the little.
But
bunnies.
I never thought about it.
You thought they like came out like a little?
Yeah.
Never spent a second thinking about it. I just didn't know they cut it from bigger carrots.
Like, yeah. I worry about you if you think they grow different. Like, oh my gosh.
Why wouldn't there be like they're smaller bananas? Okay, they're cute little bananas.
Great point. Yeah. I learned something.
And
I didn't think the opposite. I just didn't think about it.
Well,
but baby carrots aren't young carrots. They're chopped out of big carrots.
That's right.
The more you know, they're.
Y'all know the shredded carrots. They're just shredded.
They don't grow shredded.
Right. Now you're making fun of me, Amy.
Lunchbox.
I got one for the ladies. Listen. If you are cooking and you burn your dishes,
why can it not
or
be for
guys,
dudes?
Yeah,
guys cook.
Yeah, Eddie's.
I cook all the time.
Okay, go ahead.
But who does the dishes?
I do.
Oh, my bad. So, you know, you get that burnt stuff on the dishes and you're scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. You can't get it off. Guys, you put laundry soap and let it soak in there. Boom, comes off like magic. Don't sit there and scrub it with dish soap. Just go get some of your laundry soap out of the laundry room, pour it in there, let it sit a little bit, comes off so
easy. Like the Tide, the gritty granny?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Have you researched? I have
Does
no
it taste
idea.
Like clean if, clothes? Like, cook in it next time?
But no, if it damages the
Amy, I don't
pot,
care about all that.
The pan?
I didn't do all that research.
Did you try it?
Yes. And I just said, oh, that actually does work.
Boom. The more you know.
Thank you.
I got a couple. Number one, I think this is something useful. If there's a jar or container that you cannot open, and I've heard things like pop the bottom, or put hot water over the top, or what you need to do?
Bang a knife up against the edge of it.
Whoa. Dangerous.
Okay.
What you need to do.
Rubber.
Yes, you're right.
Is run, like put it, get water, get hot water if you can, and hold it underneath water for 30 seconds.
It loosens it up?
And can totally have it totally in the water.
Oh, totally submerged.
Submerged.
You can't get it open. And it doesn't take that much water. Just plug the sink and go.
You ever have a hard time opening jars?
Sometimes. Caitlin's had to open a couple for me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a strength thing. It's mostly if it's like real small. I can't get my hands like that small because I'm so masculine.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually my wife asks me to open it. And if I can't, then we try all these other things. I don't give it back to her and be like, you try to open it.
Well, sometimes I just go to her first. I'm just like, I can't open this. Can you? And she's like, yeah. Boom. There.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Morgan, do you have one?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
So if you upload a selfie onto the website PimEyes, like PimEyes.com, you can find all the photos of you out there on the internet.
Whoa. I don't want that.
I don't like that.
PimEyes.com. You upload a selfie.
Yeah, this is how I found out that there's apparently photos of me on CelebrityFeet.com.
I saw Morgan's on Celebrity. That's a whole topic for another day.
Really?
Are you?
She's on Celebrity Feet.
This is how I found out about that.
Do people pay for that?
I'd be like, dang, think I'm a celebrity? That's awesome.
How did they find your feet through your eyes?
It's like they upload a photo of me and apparently I was barefoot or something. But that website, though, you could find anything that anybody's put out, you've put out. It could be anything with your face on it.
I'm not going there.
No.
My other, the more you know, lack of sleep can kill someone sooner than starvation. Big guy focusing on sleep a lot, trying to anyway. Chronic sleep deprivation is linked to a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, insulin resistance, obesity, all these other things. Newborns need 14 to 17 hours a day. Adults only need 7 to 8. But you will die quicker if you don't sleep than if you don't eat.
Is your sleeping getting better? I know you like had some
phases.
Good nights.
I've been stretching a lot. And I think that helps my sleep a little bit. Like I really try to wind down. But sleep and drink water. And give your wife the jar if you can't open it. The more you know. If you're in bed and you feel dizzy, put one of your feet on the floor, your brain will readjust.
Just one?
Even when you're drunk?
If you just put, I don't know if the drunk's dead.
That may not
I
count.
Do that for hangovers.
You do?
Yeah, I put one feet, put one hand, and I close my eyes, and it all stops spinning.
If you have a stuffy nose, you can get relief by slicing an onion in half and placing both halves on your nightstand while you sleep.
Oh,
that's cool.
Disgusting. That smell.
But it opens your nostrils up.
No.
Yeah. You can prevent acne by turning the water to cold. In your shower, the cold water will seal your pores and prevent dirt and bacteria from entering them.
Oh.
Finish. Boom. Hey, we're just looking out for the listener and looking out for each other. Thank you, guys. Your top three songs in country music this week. Number three, Russell Dickerson, God Gave Me a Girl. God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss. Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town at 2. Try that in a small town. Morgan Wallen, Think About Me at 1. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Number one pop song, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
I said what I said.
The number one alternative song, Blink 182, One More Time.
Do I have to die to hear you miss me?
I miss you.
Their album did really well, though.
They've been up there for what, 3 weeks?
Wow.
2 weeks?
Tom DeLonge's the big UFO guy, right? I mean, he quit the band to study UFOs.
Really?
Oh.
Like, for real?
Yeah.
What?
To study them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's way in and has talked to really intelligent, educated people that have been in the government. He's really
the Blink 182 guy.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Mike, you know, shed some light on that? Am I wrong on this?
Yeah, whenever that first footage came out from the Pentagon saying that UFOs are real, that was because of him. His company made that happen with all his research.
Started a company about it.
What?
That's
nuts. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, prepare to feel old because Urban Outfitters is now selling refurbished iPods and calling them vintage.
That's funny.
Dang.
iPod would be weird to someone who's 14. Because we used to have one of these for our talking and one of these for our listening. And you had two.
Oh, yeah.
And then when people started to really just go pure music on their phone, I was like, I will never.
No need to.
Now it's crazy. It's all, everything's in the phone. But if you'd have told me when I was 25, I'd have been like, no, I want to keep my iPod, my music and my phone separate. But I had an iPod Shuffle.
Yeah.
You didn't even know. This is the dumbest thing ever. I spent money to not even really pick the songs I'm listening to.
Just hit play. It'll shuffle.
Just hit play. I mean, you load the songs in and you really had no, you couldn't pick what you wanted.
It was a little tiny one.
I got an iPod Video and I bought All You Guys One for Christmas 1 year. And we lived in Austin. And that was legit, but the screen was so small.
I still got it.
Does it work?
Unopened.
Oh.
Still sealed?
Still sealed.
Oh my. That's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
I know. I'm one of those guys.
What does that mean?
That I accidentally held on to something and now it may be worth a lot of money.
How will you know?
Well, I've looked online before and it was only like $100, but
it cost me more than that to buy it for you.
Well, no. Yeah, Urban Outfitters is selling these, which is crazy, for $200, $300, $350. They're different prices.
How do you load music into them?
They're refurbished. I don't know.
Well, refurbished doesn't mean, that doesn't tell me anything about the music. Yeah, it's cool. And yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
We're old.
So, but heads up, you can get them on eBay for like $35. You don't have to get them at Urban Outfitters because they're selling out of them.
I would expect at Urban Outfitters, though, at least they work.
Yes.
Refurbished, obviously. Yeah. You know how you put your music in them? Refurbished.
Yeah. I know that didn't answer your question.
All right.
Okay, so 20% of households are keeping the refrigerators at the incorrect temperature.
I thought the temperature was right before it freezes. Like, you find where it freezes, and then you keep it one above that.
So, like, 33?
I guess. I don't even know that I've ever acknowledged I could change the temperature in my refrigerator.
Right. That's why I thought I'd share this story, because some people are probably just not even paying attention, and you may not realize that you're not at the recommended temperature.
Well, what is it?
Which is anywhere between 35.6 degrees Fahrenheit to 44.6.
Well, that seems like a big difference.
Uh-huh.
You could cook a steak at 44. That's 44 did not seem like that's cold enough.
No. I think it's fine. Now I'm curious. I want to go home and check mine because I honestly don't know. But I feel like mine says 44.
Okay. What else you got?
Is bad?
I don't know. I didn't even know you could change the temperature of a fridge.
Well, now we're all going to check because your food will go bad faster. Wynonna Judd was talking to Entertainment Tonight about how Post Malone is one of the best performer she has ever seen live. And she said when she's in the car, she's going 75, just, you know, who does she listen to? Post Malone. And so then it got me thinking of who we've seen that are the best performers live.
What comes to mind, and I won't go right to my favorite artist, but like a Lucas Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Just being blown away by somebody when they perform live. Mm. He's played on this show, but I've seen him perform out, and I was like, oh, wow, that's awesome. But yeah, Stapleton obviously is an easy answer because he sounds so good. Speaking of Post Malone, I think he tried to rent my house for a week.
That's crazy.
Like
your current house?
Nah, the one that we're selling.
Whoa. Well,
let him have it.
No, I didn't want to put furniture in it. I had to pay for furniture.
What do you want to do? Throw a party in there?
It's coming for the CMAs. I'm pretty sure it was him. They wouldn't tell me exactly who it was, but they were like, this mega star, not from Nashville. Gonna have her. So,
what? You could have just dropped by.
I don't care to.
What do you mean? Post Malone
was
there?
And I didn't want to buy furniture or rent furniture and then have to deal with all that. But yes, I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
Wow.
Post Malone. That'd have been crazy. I send Mike But I'm like, hey, I'm sending over my a rock guy to look at the chimney. And Mike's all looking in the window. Mike loves it.
Doesn't Mike have a Post Malone tattoo?
No.
Do you have a Post Malone tattoo?
Not yet. Because I feel like he shows up. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, if you had a ring and it had multiple diamonds in it, and you looked down and one of the diamonds was gone, not all of them, and the whole ring's not gone, but one of the diamonds, what would you think about that diamond?
Well, I mean, I'd be freaking out wondering where it was.
And do you think you'd find it?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I would just go. Well, it's happened to me before, and I never found it. A teeny tiny one.
The diamond fell out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so after flying into Pittsburgh, this woman, Kristen, she's like, well, one of the diamonds is missing from this ring. Her 99-year-old grandmother had given it to her, and the rest of the diamonds were there. The ring was still there, but one of the diamonds was gone. So they went back to the airport. They filled out a little, hey, I'm missing this, which I would think you would never get a cash or a random diamond bag.
Yeah.
A kid, maybe. A computer, possibly.
Uh-huh.
But cash or a diamond, no chance. However, one of the employees the next morning saw, I think I've seen this. And so she sees the diamond in the bathroom the day before, takes it, puts it into a little desk, and then once the person claims it, she gives it back to them.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Found it in the bathroom and did not keep it.
That's amazing.
Maybe, though, didn't believe it was a real diamond.
Or maybe she thought she got caught on surveillance and maybe, like, it's not worth getting
in the bathroom,
busted.
I don't think they have cameras.
Oh, that's a good point.
No, she did it out of the kindness of
her heart. Tell me something good, Eddie.
It's like the guy that almost vacuumed up my ring at the gym once.
Go ahead.
Well, I was on the elliptical, and I guess I don't know, I took off my rings for some. I think it's the elliptical where you have the arms going too, and my ring was bothering me, so I took it off, and then it fell, and then he was vacuuming and saw it, found it.
How'd they know it was yours?
Gave it to me. Oh, I was the only person at the gym. It was when I was going to the gym, 24-hour fitness, before the show, back in, like, 2006.
That
was
long.
A fun week.
I'll never forget it, because it lasted, about a week.
You've been pretty fortunate with people returning stuff.
Yeah.
I made you a living right.
Yeah.
You get the members balance.
Okay.
That's good. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.